Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the Morning.
Tom and Laura,
94KX.
Do you wear jeans for denim day?
I done ran into my baby.
Do you wear jeans for denim day?
I wear jeans for denim day.
I wear jeans for denim day, too.
And finally find my old blue jeans.
Evidently, we didn't get the memo. Oops.
I have my jean jacket in the car.
Oh, okay. Does that count?
Wear jeans.
Denim day.
I guess if you have any kind of denim on, you're there. Chad's wearing jeans today.
Mm-hmm.
I wear jeans almost every day because I love them. Today, I'm not wearing jeans.
You have on shorts. It's going to be warm.
Because I don't wear jorts. That's the deal. So, sorry,
actually,
I missed the memo.
I just want to say thank you for not wearing jorts.
Thank
you so much.
They're scary.
There is a certain type of individual who can wear jorts. And we're going to say male individual. And typically speaking, it's done in jest.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, who might that person be? Drunk Uncle Larry?
Because I have several guy friends who are...
Wear them on purpose?
Are tall in stature and
okay.
Wear them on purpose. And it's one of those things where like they and they alone can pull it off.
Okay, all right, because I have a little brother who recently had to be talked out of it. It was like, dude, The jorts got to go. He didn't wear his first cargo pants until like 2018.
Cargo pants are cool. I mean,
and now they're kind of going out.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They're practical. The husband loves his cargo shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like they're,
it's the pockets, man.
It's the pockets. There's 47 of them. Like, he keeps all his things in his pockets. I mean,
yeah, there you go. Yeah, these puppies are Duluth Traders. And they're called fire hose pants because they're supposed to be made out of the same stuff fire hoses are.
Canvassy.
So it's kind of cool, but I totally missed.
That's the kind of fabric, though, that like if you spill something on it, it beads and rolls off.
There it is. Go ahead. Throw that cup of coffee.
No, it's
no,
okay.
No, don't.
No, I would never.
Anyway, it's denim day, so rob the sports center and Chad.
Where's that commercial from 1981? Who was it? Brooke Shields. Nothing gets between me and my Calvins.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
that commercial?
I certainly do. So it's denim day, but back to the superhero day.
Oh, okay.
We're going to post something up on that because
heck
it would be a cool idea to see what people in central Pennsylvania would do if they had one superpower.
And it can be anything. Anything can turn into a superpower if you kind of supersize it, so to speak. So, like, maybe you want super intelligence or the gift of gab, if you will. So, like... the ability to speak all of the languages.
Okay.
Right?
All right. Yeah, something like that.
Teleportation would be mine. Do you know that movie Jumper?
Yeah.
Like where he could like and like go wherever as long as he saw a picture of it. That's what I want.
You're
my
just
superpower.
Still ticked off at the airlines for the trouble they gave you on your upcoming vacation.
Yes, indeed I am.
So you just want to...
I just want to be able to...
Poof, there you are in some jungle in South Africa.
Of... the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Like,
there you go.
The Sphinx.
Okay.
Eiffel Tower.
I'm still thinking
Buckingham Palace.
I don't know. It's somewhere between being invisible and being able to mind control people. That would be super.
See, I would never want to mess with people like that. Do you realize how wrong that could go and how much power that gives you?
Yeah, but everything could go. You teleporting to anywhere in the world could go
wrong.
But
I'm not going to disturb anyone, first off.
Oh, says you. Maybe people would be like, poof, wow, where'd you come from? That's disturbing. I don't know.
You have to be sneaky about it.
Oh, and sneaky's not a bad thing?
You have to be sneaky about it.
I don't know. Let's not go into that area where it could be dangerous.
It's like
any superpower could be dangerous.
It could, and it's like the butterfly effect. You could really, like, those tiny wings could send ripples throughout the space-time continuum, and you can mess stuff up. So you have to think very hard about what kind of superpower you want.
All right, we
want
to know. Get to our Facebook page. What superpower do you want?
You only get to pick one. So I don't want to see, I'd really like to fly.
Or
have super strength.
No,
no, no. You get one. So I know that Superman has super strength and the ability to fly. No, you have to choose between those two.
All right. You heard Chad talk about it in the news. Coming up, a late night soundbite where Jimmy Fallon says the same. Could be a super kind of feeling not wearing your mask in public if you're vaccinated. That's on the way and much more. Maybe even a quest for the castle.
You never know. It's Tom and Laura in the Morning.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Chad's here. He's preparing some clean jokes. We'll explain that later because he's supposed to just be doing the news. News, sports, and AccuWeather coming up. Some viral comedy? You in the mood?
Heck yeah, let's do it.
I liken this to when you had a roommate and they were like taking a shower and you're in the next room and they were singing in the shower and you're thinking, oh my God, that's awful. But because they're your roommate, you just let them go. Mm-hmm. And then you... Mm-hmm. Then you grow up in this world and you get married and maybe your spouse is singing in the shower or, you know, tinkering around the house singing.
Sure.
And you want to say, don't do that.
No, see, you have to let them live their best life. But none of that ever bothered me.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
A random passenger on an airplane is singing David Bowie's Space Oddity. That is today's viral comedy. Go ahead and Google it. It's funny.
Ground control to Major Tom.
I love it. Stepping through the door.
Put your helmet on.
Hey, you missed a bunch. Put your helmet on is the last.
Ground control to Major Tom.
Oh, he's getting into it now. What? So he obviously doesn't know all the words. So what we're going to do is we're going to try to help him out here, okay?
Perfect.
All right. We're going to help you, buddy.
Ground control to Major Tom.
You're doing good, but you need Bowie's help here.
Take your protein pills and
put your helmet on.
That would sound better.
Now you can with Southwest fares as low as $59 one way.
There it is. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura, 94KX.
It's time to qualify for a trip for four to Disney World with the 94KX Quest for the Castle. Call 1-800-326-94KX right now. And if you're the correct caller for the day, automatically qualify with 94KX.
What call are we taking?
We are going to take caller number 9 right now on the Ford Fun Line. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller 9. Yeah, way. Who's this?
This is Teresa Lahr.
Hi, Teresa. You got some kids, Therese?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you have any children?
I have one, yeah.
Well, wouldn't a trip to Disney just make your summer?
OMG, you know it.
Well, OMG, you're qualified for the Quest for the Castle from Zimmerman, Chrysler, yes. Dodge, Jeep, and Ram.
Yes, thank you.
This
so
is
much.
Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
She's all excited.
Congratulations.
You know what? I was just thinking what superpower she has is that voice of hers. Woohoo! OMG!
The superpower of excitement.
She could probably make the whole world happy just by talking to them every day.
Oh, that would be world peace. That would be a great superpower.
World peace?
World peace.
Our Facebook question of the day is, if you had a superpower, what would it be? News guy Chad, what would your superpower?
Oh, I already have my superpower.
Oh,
which
boy.
Is?
I tell good, clean dad jokes.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned last night I had a dream that I weighed less than a gram.
What?
Yeah, I woke up and I said, OMG.
Only Laura laughs at these for a long extended period of time.
They're so ridiculous.
OMG. Today is Clean Comedy Day, and we're so glad to have Chad working for Mark. Because what if we had to say, Mark, Clean Comedy Day?
It would be happen. Like,
buddy, I can't do that.
He'd say, not my thing.
Hey, buddy.
But back to the topic, superpowers. It's our Facebook question, and people are starting to get pretty cool with it, right?
They are. Actually, one individual said, and I quote, my superpower would be immortality.
Okay.
Because I want to be a thorn in people's sides forever.
Well, that's
villainous.
Immortality is cool. Being a thorn in everyone's side is villainous. Yes.
It's villainous.
So what else do we have? World peace, you said? Wow.
No, I said that.
Oh, I thought so.
The ability to bring about world peace. That would be my superpower.
All right. We want to know on the 94KX Facebook page on Superhero Day, what would be your power, your superpower? And you can only pick one, right?
Chad Hershberger, if you had to pick one, though,
I knew you were going
to
ask
come
me.
Come on. If you had to pick one, what would it be?
Hmm. That's really tough.
I know. I said I wanted teleportation, like that movie Jumper where you, like, and you get to jump to wherever you want to be.
I think it'd be fun to fly.
There you go.
That's probably the most common, but that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, be able to fly.
Thomas, did you think of yours?
Well, I was thinking of, you know, being able to make myself invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought the mind control thing would be cool, but then you said that could be villainous.
The butterfly effect, man, it could go south really, really quickly.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm leaning toward being invisible.
Okay.
That would be kind of neat, especially like in closed door meetings. I could just
beat that fly on the wall.
Yeah, that would be excellent. News is coming up next. Chad, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
All right. Sports and AccuWeather.
It's all coming up next with Tom and Laura in the morning. 94K.
Tom and Laura. 94.1 WQKX.
National Clean Comedy Day. I set up a little comedy session with our good friend Alexa.
Happy Clean Comedy Day.
Thank you.
What did the buffalo say to his son when he went to college?
Bucknell.
Bye, son.
Bye, son.
What That's do funny. You call someone with no body and no nose?
Oh, I don't know. What?
Nobody knows.
What
does a zombie vegetarian eat?
What?
Grains.
Grains.
Did you hear about the guy who invented Altoids?
No, what about him?
I hear he made a mint.
He made a mint. Yes, he did.
I'm here all day.
Thank you. Chad could top Alexa.
Actually, you know what? I think he has some better ones on that list of his.
He's got to. He's the best. He's not just a news guy. He's the best clean joke teller in the world. Chad, you just heard Alexa. She was okay, but you're much better.
I would say so.
Okay. What could you come up with that might top Alexa?
Well, I have, I picked 10 of my favorites.
Okay.
That I found this morning.
All right, go
okay,
ahead.
Okay, you ready?
I am ready.
Imagine if you walked into a bar and there was a long line of people waiting to take a swing at you. That's the punchline.
Okay, that was dumb.
Why is it a bad idea to iron your four-leaf clover?
I don't know why.
Why?
Because you shouldn't press your luck.
Ah! Okay, I like that.
You know, last night,
yeah,
my wife said that I was immature.
Oh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told her to get out of my fort.
Tom, you had a fort once.
There's nothing wrong with building a fort. I had one in my office.
Yes, you did. And you went there to hide from Kevin.
Yeah, I kept Kevin away. Anyway, okay, what else you got?
I didn't want to believe that my dad was stealing from his job as a traffic cop, but when I got home, all the signs were there.
You are so bad.
Keep going.
A guy goes to his doctor because he can see into the future.
Oh, that's a superpower.
That's a superpower. Yeah. The doctor asks him, how long have you suffered from that condition?
Yeah.
And the guy tells him, since next Monday.
Stop.
Did you hear the rumor going around about butter?
No, what about it?
I'm not going to spread it.
Oh!
Did you hear about the guy who invented lifesavers?
No. I didn't.
They say he made a mint.
Just like the Altoids.
But lifesavers are Altoids? Okay. All right.
And breaking news. A cheese factory exploded in France.
Impossible.
Yes. Debris is everywhere.
Give me one more. Thank you, Chad.
What? Why did the invisible man turn
Wait,
down
he
the,
has another one.
I have two more.
Oh, okay.
Why did the invisible man turn down the job offer?
I don't know why.
He couldn't see himself doing it. And then here, I saved this for last.
Yeah,
I was really angry this morning at my friend Mark Lawrence.
Why were you angry at Mark
Because
Lawrence
I was trying
morning.
To look up a word in the dictionary, and it was gone. Mark stole the dictionary, and I told him, mark my words.
Oh! Chad Hirschberger, more than just a newsman.
Why do I think these are so funny?
We need to take a break because we can't stand much more of this side-splitting humor.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chad.
You're welcome.
Tom and Laura and Chad in the morning.
94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94.1 WQKX.
You heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Pfizer, who brought us one of the COVID-19 vaccines, says that their new pill that you can take it home to treat COVID symptoms on the spot is actually on track to be available by the end of this year.
It is accurate that we are working on the viral. One, it is injectable, and the other one, as you just said, it is an oral. And particularly the attention is on the oral of the world and of us, because provides several advantages. And one of them is that you don't need to go to the hospital to get the treatment, which is the case with all the injectables so far. And that could be a game changer. So all good news. We are now progressing the studies. If all goes well and we implement the same speed that we did so far, and we are, I hope that by the end of the year.
He almost sounds scary, but I get it. It's Pfizer. It's German. Okay.
It's Pfizer. It's German. Here's the thing. Compare it to Tamiflu. It doesn't cure it, but it lessens the symptoms and hopefully shortens the amount of time that you're down and out.
That is good news.
Up next, speaking of COVID, one of the long-lasting effects, as we all know, is people losing their sense of smell. Mm. Well, a world-famous perfumer named Sue Phillips out of New York City has found that by blending different scents together, they can help people regain their sense of smell faster.
Wow.
This is going to be a breakthrough for you. And this is your fragrance. I had three good fruity, the rose, and the vanilla. I can smell like the fruity and the berry the most. You just have to let it settle down because the fruity is a little stronger, but the others are going to come up. Did you smell that? Not too strong for me.
Wow, she could smell it!
That was actually a woman smelling something for the first time since she was infected by COVID. Tom, she had her symptoms 10 months.
Wow.
Yep.
And the perfume brought her out of it, or at least helped.
It did indeed. It helped. So all good news, right? Especially when it comes to COVID.
Yes, great news.
And last but not least, five police officers in Atlanta saved a man. This video is unbelievable. So if you want to Google it, friends, they saved a man from a burning car while he was having a seizure. And the entire thing was recorded by their body cameras. Now, warning, it's a little bit intense, but listen to the audio.
If you ever question the intensity of a police officer's job, watch a body cam video.
Seriously.
Wow.
Especially with all of the bad news right now. Mm-hmm. That's great news. And the best part, the victim is A-OK.
That's good news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX. This is Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
Earlier this morning, our Facebook question, if you could have one superpower, what would it be? Now, I don't know what I would call this, but what if you could change situations instantly by thinking? Like, say, for instance, the person in front of you doesn't have enough money at the grocery store, and all of a sudden you just...
Oh, that would be cool.
And then they go, the cashier says, oh, wait a minute. It's been paid for.
I think that goes along with world peace.
Yeah, you're probably right. Or, hold on.
Jasper and Twilight had the capability of controlling a situation's mood.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he could manipulate people's emotions, but it was always for the positive.
Yeah.
He could calm people down.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I mean, right here in the building just last week, Sam Tyler, like, blew out a tire. And she didn't know what to do. So I made a couple of phone calls.
But
what if you could just, like, all of a sudden her tire just poof, a brand new tire. Mm-hmm. And then she's like, how'd that happen? And you go, don't worry about it. You know, wouldn't that be a great superpower?
Actually, Lisa commented on the 94KX Facebook page. This one is great.
Mm-hmm.
Superpower would be the power of healing.
Well, there it is. Way to go, Lisa.
Right? I feel like that trumps my whole teleportation thing.
It might trump everything we've said all morning long, because think of that. Like, someone could just say to Lisa, I feel so bad, my grandpa's ill or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then that person's phone rings and he's fine.
Yeah.
And Lisa just goes, it's all good.
It's all going to be okay.
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be amazing. Jessica wants to fly, which is cool.
Yeah, that's what Chad Hershberger said, our news guy.
And then Matthew wants to be Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Blue.
Is that a video game or something?
I don't know. I had to Google it.
Okay.
Matt, thank you for participating. Uh-huh. Apparently, he really likes Dragon Ball Z, so he would like to be a dragon.
Okay. That's pretty cool, as long as he was a good dragon.
Anime. Like, oh, I don't yeah. know. What right. you do, you boo. Yeah. Whatever that superpower is, good for you.
Whatever you want. That's the Tom and Laura question of the day on Facebook. What superpower do you want? Let us know. We'll keep.
Yeah, keep on commenting. Yeah. But the I don't know, the power feeling, I feel like that wins the day.
Oh, so great. News is next. Chad's got that. He wants to fly. Also on the way, Rob the Sports Center. He probably wants to be a Philadelphia Philly. And Steve the weather guy, who knows what he wants? Maybe to get the forecast right.
He could be like Storm from the X-Men and control the weather.
Oh, that's cool. News is next.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Obviously, we're going to argue about this. I think Crocs are the ugliest shoes ever, and I would never wear a pair.
Oh, I don't own any Crocs.
Oh, you just think they're cool?
No. I'm telling you that trend-wise right now, Crocs right. are cool.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not into them.
No,
but again, you do you, boo. Like,
they're supposed to be comfortable, and they're just a big chunk of rubber block on your feet. I don't understand it. People are buying them again. They just reported their sales were up 64% in the first quarter of this year. Business is up 64%. Wow.
Listen, celebrities like Justin Bieber, Travis Scott, Post Malone. I mean, there are some big name people who are going on record and or Instagram saying that Crocs are cool.
Okay, but Post Malone also has all these tattoos all over his face.
Bad Bunny says that Crocs are cool.
Okay, whatever. But 2020...
Jennifer Garner says that Crocs are cool.
Yeah, what's in her wallet? Crocs, evidently.
Okay. Yeah. That was funny.
And, like, their biggest year ever was 2020, and they say people were sitting at home, they wanted comfy shoes rather than attractive ones. But if we remember, the company was just about bankrupt way back in 2014. Conan O'Brien.
Crocs are in the news. The Crocs company is in such financial trouble, they're closing dozens of stores.
2014 now. Listen, people cheering.
Wow. Well, if I just told you that a major American company is closing, euphoria. That's the happiest I've seen a crowd. Really? Crocs are gone?
You mean those rubber buckets you wear on your feet?
Yeah, there you go.
Apparently they're having financial trouble and they're starting to close stores. Leg. Yeah. Of course, there's another idea that might help them out. Stop making Crocs!
And now that was only in 2014. And now in 2020, boom, what a turnaround.
I mean, I'm on the website right now, okay?
Okay.
So they are much more than the classic clog, if you will.
Well, they have expanded.
They have. They have slides, but then, dare I say it, they actually have some fashion sandals. They do. That they're still made of that plasticky stuff.
Yeah.
But here, like, look. This
how does that make it a fashion sandal?
Meaning it actually looks.
Well, that doesn't even look at all like a
no,
croc.
Like it looks like.
Women's Crocs.
Tulum. It's a Tulum sandal. It looks like a gladiator sandal.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah, but instead of them being made out of leather.
So I guess if they make other things, then that's one way to succeed. But I don't know. Never wear a pair of Crocs.
Do I need a pair of Crocs?
Just won't do it. No, you don't.
They're a little pricey.
Yes, you don't need it. Trust me.
Oh, that's the kids. I was like, oh, okay, $40. Man, $60? What the heck?
Well, good luck to Crocs, really coming out of the pandemic strong. Meanwhile, other events continue to be canceled, and maybe that's a good thing. Jimmy Kimmel talks about it. Also, Seth Meyers with the same topic. A late night soundbites on the way next.
I'm still shopping for Crocs, man. I don't know.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
They have wedges.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Tom and Laura's top 10 list might have something to do with Murphy.
Murph! What do you have to say, Murph?
He's excited.
Oh, Murph.
He's excited about this
you?
One.
Sit. What do you need to say? What do you need? What do you need?
He wants it down on radio.
Oh, goodness.
All right, here's... Murph, okay. You got to agree with this now.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know. That sounded like...
How many of the top 10 does he like?
I think only 7.
Oh, okay. Tom and Laura's top 10 ways people treat their pets like their kids.
Number 10.
Yeah?
It's a no.
wearing matching outfits with your pet. No.
No.
Mm-mm. No.
No, no. I don't. Well,
but some people do it. 21%.
Cool. You do you, boo.
I know you always. No problem. Say that.
It's fine. If you want to dress up your pup, dress up your pup. Who cares? I just don't do it. Also, I have large dogs. They don't make as much cool stuff for big dogs as they do for little dogs.
Really?
Yeah, that's okay. True. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Also, he gets really hot if I put him in a sweater.
Oh, Murph is very hairy. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Too.
All right, no matching outfits for Murph. That's number 10.
Well, and then that leads into number 9, buying clothes for your pets.
Well, some people do, and maybe they don't.
27%.
Yeah, maybe cool. They don't have to match, but he has a raincoat or whatever. All right, number 8, I don't understand, potty training them. You can't get a dog in the toity, can you?
I think they're talking about housebreaking, like to be housebroken.
They better not be, because I think 100% of dogs should be.
Why does that only say 28% is my question.
Exactly.
Because if they're meaning like not pee-peeing or doing their business
in the
house,
or on
it
the
should
couch.
Be 100%.
Yeah, it should be. So maybe they actually are potty training them. How do you get a dog or a cat on the toilet?
A cat you can potty train. They make those special litter boxes that hang underneath the toilet rim. I'm serious.
Really?
That then little by little you remove the litter and then they just go on the toilet.
That's disgusting.
No, it's awesome, because then you don't have to clean the litter box. Remember Mr. Jinx?
Yeah, but I'd go in the middle of the night and sit on it. I would accidentally.
No, you then slowly remove it.
Oh.
So then you and the cat just, Jinxie, he could flush.
Okay. All right. I bet Laura and Murphy like number 7.
Okay, he doesn't get a party necessarily, but he does get a birthday treat.
Well, that could be a party for a dog. Throwing them birthday parties.
We celebrate. We celebrate four-legged birthdays in our family.
Oh, of course you do. You don't have to invite any other dogs over. You got enough in the house already.
We do indeed.
All right. Number 6 is buying them presents for the holidays.
They have a stocking.
Wait, they have a Christmas stocking? Mm-hmm. Does it hang in the fireplace?
Indeed it does.
Okay, then.
They have stockings.
Number 5, I don't think you do, although they appear a lot.
Oh, creating like a specific social media account. My friend out in Des Moines, Iowa does. She has a Beaverdale Bear, which is her Golden Retriever Great Pyrenees mix. And he's like the neighborhood favorite.
Oh, so he has his own social media.
Beaverdale. Yep. So he has his own social media. Murphy doesn't. He just has a hashtag Murphy the Morning Show Dog.
Beaverdale Bear. I like that. Number 4, you do this.
That's why Murph is here with us right now, spending quality time together.
I mean, yeah, you do it for your kids, but you have to do it with your pets. They have to have quality time, too.
Always think of quality time at the work. Always.
Hey, get up here to the microphone,
sorry,
please.
Sorry,
that's
sorry,
all right.
Sorry. Okay.
Number 3.
Making sure they get enough exercise. That goes for me and the Murphinator both.
Yep, you're always out
we
at the farm.
We take a post-show walk as well here at Sunbury Broadcasting.
Here in the studio. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just go
Number 2, sharing food.
You got to be careful with that.
Wait for it. You do this every day with Murphy. Come on now, admit it.
Oh, that.
Uh-huh. Come on, say it on the radio.
Okay.
Say what you do with Murph.
With my diabetic condition, I eat a banana every morning at 7 a.m. while the news is on.
That is true.
And Murph, I don't like the ends of bananas. I don't eat the ends.
They're weird.
So Murph eats them for me.
And he takes it ever so gently.
Yep. You tell him to sit, and then you say, be nice. And he just takes it right out of your 2 fingers.
Every day. Murphy has a little tiny piece of banana from Tom.
And number 1 is closely linked, but
it is,
I like
making
it.
Sure they eat a healthy diet.
Yes.
There are lots of things dogs shouldn't eat, but small pieces, with the exception of grapes. Yes. Never, ever, ever feed
don't
your dog
give grapes. To the
no
dog.
Grapes, no onions.
But tips of my little Chiquita, that's
it,
okay.
It is A-okay.
There you have it, Tom and Laura's Top 10 with Murph.
With the Murph on how we treat our pets.
Yes.
Say good morning.
News is next.
Tom and Laura in the Morning, 94KX.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Good day to wash the car. Any car.
That's true.
You have more than one. Maybe you did one yesterday and do the other one today. I don't. That's what I did. I went to Ultimate Express yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now I think I'll wash my Jeep today.
There you go. Make sure you zip up the back window, friend.
Did you ever do that? The sunroof open or something?
No. But a friend of mine did. And she just wasn't thinking.
Well, Butch and our buddies at Ultimate Express Car Wash say it happens all the time.
Really?
Like, you know, when you pull in, they say put it in neutral, and you put it in neutral, and then they pre-rinse it. They do all that special stuff at Ultimate Express.
Yep.
It's drifting away, they'll be like, hey, close your sunroof. And somebody's in there on the phone. That
you're like, wait, what?
Until they get that big dose of suds. Anyway, great day. And we love to do Wednesdays at the Wash.
Make sure that you're a member of the 94KX Text Club. You can sign up at WQKX.com. Every week we send out a code, $2 off your car wash at Ultimate Express with three locations on the strip right here in Sealands Grove, Danville with all of the blinky lights, and up there in Billtown.
And you could win a $20 gift card too, so join the text club. Like Laura said, details, go to washmydirtycar.com.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Wrapping up the show, Chad Evans, the Thin Man. On the way next, Mark Stevens this afternoon and our girl, Sam Tyler, tonight. A beautiful day today, even though it's not mostly sunny. 80s? Really?
80s. It was. Did you notice this morning the haze over the moon?
Yes.
Like it was super, and then you couldn't see it. It was beautiful the other night, and it's hazy. Yeah. You could tell that. Maybe we might get a thunderstorm this afternoon. Do you know what I mean? Because it's going to be humid.
Yep. Careful with that sunroof and windows again, kind of like the car wash.
We shall see.
But, you know, it is definitely springtime.
It is springtime. And that leads me to my thought for the day.
Okay.
And you and I talk about this off air, whatever. The first warm day of spring, which would be today, reminds me that I probably should have started to work out and or go to the gym about a month ago.
That's all of us, though. That's all of us.
All right. I'm going to go for a run today.
I'm
going to do it.
I remember when I used to be able to run. I think I'll just walk.
Go
Have
for a
good
walk.
Day, everybody.
Bye, guys.